From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April 21st, 2015. I'm Philip Gray. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that on the 2015-16 budget proposed by the Coxsackie Athens School District, the spending plan would total $29.4 million, more than 3% increase over the current year. The proposal would require a 1.05% tax levy increase. While the budget includes some savings, including teacher retirement system contributions, bond refinancing, and negotiated health insurance savings, it also includes staffing changes. Two social study teachers and an administrator would be reduced from full-time to part-time, and one open math position would not be filled under the current proposal. At the same time, the district would add a full-time American Sign Language teacher and school psychologist. District Superintendent Randall Squire told the Board of Education during a recent budget workshop the reduction in instructional staff would not impact students. He also said the district would offer additional courses next year, most via distance learning. The annual budget vote and school elections will be held statewide on Tuesday, May 19th. You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. Behold New Lebanon, the nation's first living museum of contemporary rural American life, announced on Monday, April 20th, it has been awarded a $100,000 grant from the Educational Foundation of America. The grant will cover the development of a new programming and other operational support for the museum. Behold also announced it has received a provisional charter from the New York Board of Regents. More than 50 rural guides introduced visitors to their farms, studios, and workspaces, where they practice cooking, farming, cattle raising, automobile racing, and mechanics and more. Behold will operate its first full season July 4th through September 26th. Its visitor center is located at 438 State Route 20 in New Lebanon. Ryan Anglim in the Daily Mail reports that Black Dragon Rugby co-founder Peter Balonis held his first clinic on the sport in Dutchman's Landing on the Hudson River on April 18th in hopes of bringing a club to Catskill. Anglim does not report exactly how many people turned out, but quotes several. Carl Swiebeck of Catskill said, and I quote, "It goes right from big people to really skinny people." Mike Gilfeather, also of Catskill, said, and I quote, "You can pick up a team anywhere and you automatically have friends," end quote. And Valonis said, "Once we get enough numbers to form a club, we will move forward with that." You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. Syracuse.com reports that 40% of the students at Cairo Durham Hudson and the Ravenna Coleman's Selkirk schools are overweight or obese, according to the State Health Department. The website contains an interactive map tracking each school district in the state. Kay Stearns Burning, Associate Professor of Nutrition at Syracuse University, said obesity rates tend to be higher in rural areas where travel to the nearest supermarket takes longer. She said, and I quote, "Rural communities may have a convenience store, but that's not where people usually get their whole grains and fresh fruits and vegetables." You'll find that full story at Syracuse.com. So as for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers mainly before noon. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 63 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers after midnight, partly cloudy with a low around 39 degrees. Chance of precip on Tuesday night is 20%. Forecast for the next 3 days on Wednesday, showers likely mainly after 2 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 58 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 34 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:04 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:43 p.m. Length of the day, 13 hours and 39 minutes, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 21st day of April, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.